Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 6:30 and 31 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Dave Ettinger there on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Wednesday schmooze right up until JR at 10. At that time, we'll find out who JR is. And it's not from the old TV show Dallas, or was it Dynasty? And it's not J.R. Smith on the Fan New York.
For me, it's just not playing to the best of my ability and just, quite frankly, playing stupid.
First down and 10. It's a play fake. And Darnold intercepted.
Strain. It's a strain as far as I know.
It sounds like bull.
They got him listed as day-to-day. It's too early. We'll see how he comes along with the week.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
I didn't hear about it until Monday. He was fine on the plane. I guess he got banged up and got tests run. I guess it got worse.
Donald, nowhere to go, in trouble, and he's going down. And a loss of 10 on the play.
I don't know what play specifically. Told me when he cut, but that could have been on any number of plays.
Is there a doctor in the house?
I had an injury report on Wednesday. I said I wasn't aware of any injuries because I don't check the injury report until I get out of meetings, which is later that afternoon.
Surprise, surprise.
Once I got out of meetings and checked everything, there it was.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
I just gotta be better, and I know that. Coaches know that. Everyone knows it.
Darnold flushed out on the run, throws it deep in the direction of Carson. It's intercepted.
You know, it's a blow to the team, but, you know, Josh has been practicing and being the same guy every day.
We go about doing everything as if we're the starter. You know, when that decision's made, it's not a, you know, it doesn't shock your world. You just keep moving and keep going.
McCown steps, throws, catch and curl. Robbie Anderson. First down, Jets.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And if he has to play, we're confident he can go in and play.
Fire me! Fire me! Fire me! Fire me!
Start walking.
And why does it seem, or is it only me, but why does it seem that Todd seems to be the one last to know what is going on with his own team, whether it's Spencer Long, and of course it took all game long for Todd to come up with, well, he got hurt, re-injured the finger, or re-injured another finger, whatever it was, and with only minutes to go in a game full of bad snaps, it finally took Todd Bowles, you know, to remove Spencer Long and put in Harrington at center. And now we're hearing a couple of days after Sunday that he's got the sprain in the right foot, and he's not going to start. We won't hear anything different tomorrow. He might be wearing a boot on the other foot tomorrow. Sam wears a boot to keep the axe from falling on Todd. Sam wears a boot because Todd's seat is getting hotter than your hot stove. Sam wears a boot because the loss to Buffalo would probably make the Jets boot Todd. By the way, This is breaking news to Todd, who wasn't aware of Todd's boot. That's what we first heard earlier today, and mainly because Todd was trying on a pair of boots made for walking out the door. Here's a guess. Todd isn't aware which foot is covered in boot. Todd says he wasn't aware of any problem with Sam, probably because there isn't any problem with Sam other than learning how to be a quarterback in the NFL. Tomorrow, Sam, as we say, may have a matching boot on the other foot, so he doesn't have to limp about the rest of the week. Sam says the PR department gave him the choice of Red Wing worker boots, Clark's Desert boots, or the Wellington boots made by Grenson. GQ says if Sam can find a nice tailored suit, a photo shoot may be a possibility. Sam, so far, has had a rough time wearing a Jets uniform, especially Sunday. As soon as he broke the huddle, bad snaps leading to bad passes. And Sam, if he did sprain a foot, it had to be running for his life most of Sunday afternoon. I think we heard some sound in that production piece from Pinocchio. God knows I want to believe every single word heard today, but I can't. And maybe it's me, and you can let me know it's me. Maybe everybody does believe that Sam has a sprained right foot. And if he does have a sprained right foot, it could be that it would be all right for him to play against Buffalo on Sunday. There were two issues really to speak of after the disaster that we saw last Sunday. One was if Sam was going to start or not against Buffalo, just to give him a breather, just to give him a rest, because after four interceptions and four sacks, and of course Todd does think that the sprain happened during a sack, and yet Sam played the entire game, and there was no mention after the game of any injury to Sam, any sprain. We didn't hear a word. Certainly nothing Monday, nothing Tuesday. But maybe it got to the organization. Maybe it got to Todd and McCagnon and everybody else in the front office involved with inputting with the decisions, that if the Jets and Todd and Sam and the rest of the team were to go about losing to the worst offensive team, worse than the Giants, worse than the New York Jets, if they were to lose to Buffalo, it could be that Todd Bowles, if he wasn't going to be fired after the game, was going to be fired during next week's bye week before taking on the Patriots. So we think this is more, and certainly even with the sprain, if there is a sprain again, you know, I'm sure we are not going to see Sam now on Sunday. And we all wanted him to get back on the horse after he got thrown, all part of the learning curve, as difficult and as it has been for him making what adjustments. He hasn't gotten much help, as we all know, with the offensive line and the receivers on occasion zigging when they should be zagging, and no running game for any kind of play action. So Sam has been, for the most part, especially during the losing streak, unto an island all by himself. So this is not good news. We wanted to see Sam go out there, and we think he could have beaten Buffalo. Now it's going to be Josh McCown. That is not official as we speak right now, but expect to see Josh McCown, and the Jets will probably win the football game. Some of us think, I'm one of them, that the Jets would have won this game with Sam Darnold if he had been starting on Sunday. So the bottom line is, we heard the news today and a little bit surprised. And again, earlier today, when we first heard, it seemed to be news to Todd Bowles that he wasn't aware of at least when it happened, if it happened at all. And apparently, from what we gather as the afternoon went along, the injury, the sprain with the right foot, happened during a sack. And there were four of those, although nobody is certain which sack. And again, he played the whole game and was able to walk off on his own, didn't need any help, and certainly from the medical staff, from the PR staff, from Todd Bowles, from Sam himself, with all the interviews and all the talking and all the digesting of the disgrace that was with Miami after the game, didn't hear a word about Sam and any kind of injury that has him in a boot. So I'm thinking that tomorrow, just so he doesn't have to limp for the rest of the week, Sam Darnold of the New York Jets will have a boot on the other foot. Also, on the hot seat, certainly, is Todd Bowles. Even if they win against Buffalo, and now I'm beginning to think they should, that's for sure. And again, I think they would have won even if Sam was starting, and I wanted him to start. All part of the learning process, and he might have felt better about himself after the game, because I think the Jets are going to win the game, but what do I know? On the hot seats, for sure, Buffalo notwithstanding, for the rest of the season, on the hot seat will be Todd Bowles, and on the hot stove, of course, we'll be talking as the evening goes along with the Mets, the Yankees, and of course, a big topic today, outside of anything that Greg Giannotti in the morning does with the imitation with the Mike Francesa, what is it? The Mets and the Yankees, and the Yankees with Gardner and CeCe, like since both have signed. And it's $8 million with the CC, and it's going to be about $9.5 million for Gardner. The buyout was $12 million. Then the Yankees signing a Gardner to $7.5 million. So with the $2 million buyout on the $12 million contract. So with the $2 million buyout and the $7.5 he signs for, so you're talking between these two, $15.5 or so million bucks. But they do take up two roster spots. Depending on how many Yankee fans you're going to talk to on this, it's six of one, half dozen of the other. Both are coming back. That's good. You're hearing this. And both coming back, not good. You're hearing this. One coming back over the other. You're hearing that too. CC Sabathia was terrific. CC Sabathia was a warrior. CC Sabathia was a winner. CC Sabathia was a guy in the locker room, a presence. Key word was. CC was all of those things and more, but not now. Brett Gardner was a gamer. Brett Gardner was a terrific left fielder. Brett Gardner was a terrific leadoff man. Gardner was all of those things and more. But not now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.